as a user of this thing, and as a representative of the computer committee of the science faculty, I'd like to highlight the importance of this high-performance cluster to science, and also the importance of science to technology and the public in general. I recall my PhD studies about 20 years ago, when supercomputers started to emerge. My PhD research critically depends on the speed of the computer. If I had this computer at that time, I could have finished my degree in order of minutes. Now, Dr. Ng had mentioned this booklet and mentioned the active researches occurring in the Faculty of Science. Now, I just like to group them and summarize them into different categories. Some researchers are actively pursuing new algorithms to speed up the computational process, but there are others who are more in touch with the real applications like biology, environment, and materials. Now, I don't have time to go through all of them. They can be found in the booklet. I just want to emphasize that many of these are very young, talented, prominent researchers that only do computing. But on the other hand, they're experimental scientists who more and more found this tool become indispensable in to complement the experimental research. We have projects that related to finding cancer-resistant drugs. This one by Dr. Chen in our department is working on the photoelectro properties of these light harvesting system, which will serve to better understand the mechanism of photosynthesis, and maybe one day can invent compounds, synthetic compounds that can reduce CO2 from air and improve the greenhouse gas effect. There are researchers that are more directly applicable. For example, Dr. Ng of Mathematics is working with the Environmental Protection Department to solve the air pollution problem. And also, Dr. Leung of Physics is working on the problem about radiation protection. Now, in chemistry and physics, we are more concerned with the functional materials, how to improve the electrical, optical, magnetic, and all the good things. And I only show one example, which I'm more familiar with because my student worked this. This is about a gas absorbing on nanoparticles of catalyst. So simulations of these can improve the design of catalyst that can act to be served as sensors and also electrodes that can improve the environment. So these are oxygen molecules that are tumbling, rotating, and absorbing on a precious metal platinum nano clusters. So nanotechnology is a big thing, and nanomaterials have peculiar properties that sometimes can be difficult to study only by experimental means. So we have colleagues who are working on projects that are related to the nano world. Now, this is a short video that one of my graduate PhD students performed. And this is about the ions in a nano channel surrounded by water molecules. So the red and green spheres are kind of cations and anions. And the water represented by the oxygen, the yellow center, and also the hydrogen blue spheres. Now, you can see that this simulation is already fairly complicated, consisting of thousands of atoms, but it's still some distance away from the real world. Now, this is performed with the old cluster. We hope that with the new cluster, with a better performance, we can put in a more fancy wall structure to represent, for example, the ion channel that has already generated 2 Nobel Prizes in the past, and then study the phenomena that limit the for example, the thinking of a human being. Now, on the other hand, my research is related to fuel cell electrodes. a lot of the materials there are nanostructures, and also the performance critically depending on the speed of these ions moving in a nano environment. So the need of the high performance cluster is that we are studying things at different scales, and more we want to integrate them together on a single algorithm and a single investigation. And the complexity increased by the numbers and also the type of species. This ideal world may be spherical, but in the real case, maybe dumbbell shape or cigar shape and getting more complicated. And also there is an increase in length scale and time scale. And I'd like to conclude by this slide that science has been based on the productive and interaction between experiments and theories. Imagination will be carefully verified by experiments, which can have a positive feedback or negative feedback. And the results can be turned into applications in technology, which in turn create wealth, which feedback to do more meaningful research. And so we have a very productive interaction. But modern science also relate on simulations and computers to support theory, because pure thinking by human being is not sufficient. So the high-performance computer become more and more important, and we also need a lot of money to support this complementary route. I'd like to thank the Computer Center staff, especially Mr. Guan, who had been helping us very much in bringing the science out. Thank you.